both teams on the field. Love the atmosphere on a good Friday night of high school football. As the Braves get ready to take on the Ramblers here in Taos, the 7-0 Ramblers and the 2-5 Braves getting ready to do battle. But prior to that, we will have a pause here for our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, and we will listen in. Rendition of our national anthem by the Taos Braves band, and they will clear the field and we will get ready for our opening kickoff, and the Braves will receive the ball on this kickoff, and we are looking forward to a good Friday night football game here. We got the cheerleaders, we got the band, we got the crowd rolling in on the other side of the field as well, all the way down from Boyne City. And Scotty, I'm ready for this one.
Yeah, should be exciting. Especially get the offense on the field first and see what Granite can do to get him down the field. See if Machte has some success and see if we can surprise him and get an opening score.
That's the plan of Coach Zach Blanchard, first year head coach here at the Taos Brave area, and I think he's in for a treat with next week's game. I don't think he quite gets all the excitement about it. He's a pretty low-key guy, you know, when it comes to that, but there's a lot of festivities that go into that Escoda Taos game.
Yeah, I think he'll have it figured out by Tuesday or Wednesday, because he'll have a lot of people in the community talk to him about it, and you know, he'll realize that these people weren't talking to him about week three, week four, but you know, they've had some success now, and now it's Escoda. So but first they got to work hard tonight and have some success tonight and see how they can do against this number 6 ranked Boyne City Rambler team.
Yeah, it's going to be a pleasure to watch these Boyne City Ramblers play. Referee hands the football to Ryan Spate, and a 10th grader from Boyne City. He'll put it on the tee. Back to receive for the Braves, number 4, Jacob Hazen. And on the other side, it looks like Dylan Machte. Spate has it on the tee. Referees are one man short tonight. This is a 4-man officiating crew here tonight from MHSAA. Spate blasts it in the air. Good deep kick all the way down to the 10. Hazen takes it there, gets out to his 20, to the 25, 30, 35, down the sideline, and shoved out of bounds just short of the 40-yard line. Nice return by Hazen.
Yeah, nice job about the 30-yard line. He made a man miss and got another 10 yards. So nice job by Hazen, tiptoeing the sideline, but he also made a guy miss on the sideline, which is not always easy to do. So nice job. They're going to take over, looks like maybe a 35-yard line over on the left hash.
Yep. So the first set of fresh downs will go to the Braves. Just underway here in Taos. Glad you're joining us. Come on down and see us. We'll have some updates on some out-of-town scores as the night goes on as well. Behringer breaks the huddle. He's got two backs out there in the backfield behind him, Hunter Oliver and Evan Machte. Gives the ball that time to Machte, who will pick up maybe two off the right tackle and bring up second down and 8.
Yeah, it looks like Boyne City's going to play their old familiar 44 defense, two inside linebackers, two outside linebackers. One safety deep and two corners, probably a cover 3 zone pass defense. And looks like we got an injury coming off on the first play.
Yeah, and they're hustling to get a player out there for it. Outruns number 78 from the Braves. That's Benjamin Kress.
The offensive lineman 73, Braden Curry, the freshman, who played really well in the Elk Rapids game, came off. Looks like he's just holding his wrist. Maybe got hurt on the wrist there.
They'll have to hurry to get this play off. Behringer over center. Officials hands up, gets the playoff, drops it, puts it on the ground, jumps right on it. So a fumbled snap that time will back them up two more and bring up third down and 10 right out of the gate. Probably not the start they're looking for. Looking a little discombobulated, a little unorganized to start this one.
Yeah, Behringer looked like he was a little bit too far from the center, kind of pulling out before he did get the snap, so he must make sure he secures that before he gets out of there. So I just want to shout out to my wife, Jennifer. She's listening right now. Hopefully she can enjoy the game with us.
Behringer comes to the sideline, as always, gets the play from Coach Blanchard, heads to the huddle, and the huddle breaks. Behringer will go over center again, not in shotgun. Mochte in the backfield along with Oliver. Behringer rolls right, a lot of pressure, can't get to the sideline, throws it away, and that's picked off at the 40-yard line by the Ramblers on a real nice defensive play. Behringer tried to throw it away in the dirt, but unfortunately, the Ramblers caught that, so we're not even going to get to shift the field position in this game.
No, that was Spate from his linebacker position. He was flowing all the way to the sideline, and, Behringer did try to throw it low and throw it away, and Spate did a good job sliding into it, and there's no doubt that he caught that.
Well, first turnover of the day, and now we'll get a look the other way now at Boyne City as they'll start the game with Drew Neer in shotgun position.
You are in KJC Country, 104.7 FM.
Hands it off right up the middle, up the gut, to Joey McHugh. And McHugh picks up 4 yards before getting knocked back by the Braves.
Yeah, number 87, Caden Bellinger right there making the first contact and not giving up much. Looks like there might be a flag on the field.
Officials are gathered and talking, but I didn't see the laundry anywhere.
At the 38-yard line, it's almost orange like it's a kicking tee, but now they're calling a chop block.
Okay, chop block on Boyne City. That'll back them up right out of the gate, bring up first down over again, but long. So that doesn't hurt. That helps shift the field position a little bit. That'll move Boyne Falls back somewhere near midfield. They haven't walked it off yet. Again, a four-man officiating crew working this game as somebody either didn't show up or they were shorthanded and only could send four, all the way back to the Boyne City 46-yard line in their field possession. So a big penalty there to start the game.
Yeah, 15-yarder brings up first and probably more than 25.
Near in shotgun now for Boyne, first and 25. McHugh in the backfield with him. Slot back comes in motion. Near drops straight back to throw, fires it over the middle and long, and that's over everybody's head. Not a chance to catch that ball, as his intended receiver downfield was Mason Wilcox, but that was an uncatchable ball.
Yeah, and it's not really very well thrown, not a great route. Just kind of lofted up there and hoping that his receiver could go make a play. You know, I don't think they need to panic just because it's first and 25. Maybe try to get some chunks on the ground, but they thought maybe they had something over the top. But, you know, it's overthrown and really wide right and overthrown, so not really close.
Bring up second and 25 now for the freshman Neer. Brings him to the line in shotgun again. Single setback in the backfield is Joey McHugh. Neer claps his hands, drops straight back into shotgun pressure, throws it up in the corner, wide open, and caught by number 14 down the sideline. That's Gavin Hewitt. And the defender for Tawas never turned around and seen the ball in the air.
Yeah, if he makes a play on that, that's not going to be completed. Ball kind of hung up there for a while, just lofted it out again, hoping the receiver can make a play, and this time the receiver did. But, the Tawas defender right there, you'd like to make a play on that, just knock it down and then put him up in third and long. But now it's third and one.
Yeah, 24-yard pass completion for Neer on his first completion. Neer shouting some audible changes up at the line. Got McHugh in the I formation behind him. Neer snaps it, hands it to McHugh. He's got a hole up the middle, gets into the secondary, and he's gone down to the 20, to the 15. And this is going to be a touchdown for the Ramblers right out of the gate for Joey McHugh as he broke into the backfield. And there was nobody there at all to stop him, Scott.
Yeah, just running a dive option. It looks like they're an option team, going to run some veer. And, he broke a tackle at the line of scrimmage. He got a great downfield block from number four, Mason Wilcox. He was able to occupy that last defender there, and he was able to get to the touchdown. McHugh was able to get to the touchdown.
So 9-10 of the first quarter is our first score of the day, as the Ramblers put it in on a 30-yard run by Joey McHugh after a 24-yard pass completion by the freshman quarterback, Drew Neer. And now we'll see if the Ramblers are going to kick for the extra point or run a two-point conversion. They're going to run a two-point conversion attempt here. Same setup, Neer in shotgun, McHugh in the I formation. All the way out wide is Wilcox. Neer rolls to his right, rolls to his right. Now he's going to keep it, tuck it, run into the corner of the end zone without any problem. And they pick up the two-point conversion. So our score with 9-10 left in the first quarter is Boyne City 8 and the Braves 0. We'll be back on 104.7, your power station for sports. Welcome back as the Ramblers kick off to the Braves. Back to get it is Hazen, and he fumbled it, dropped it a little bit, and then ended up taking it down for a loss way back at the 8-yard line on that kickoff, Scott.
Yeah, line drive kick by Boyne City, and he didn't really field it clean. He kind of took off running before he picked it up off the ground, and he bobbled it, and he started dribbling a football. That makes it even harder. So by the time he got it picked up, he had Ramblers bearing down on him. He made one cut and slipped. So really without a whole lot of defense on that play, other than a great kicker inside the 10-yard line.
So the Braves pin deep now in their own end. They'll start here first and 10 from the 8. Behringer over center right now. Looks to the sideline for a signal from Coach Blanchard. He's got Mochte in the backfield, single setback. Hand off to Mochte up the middle. He'll pick up about 2. Give himself a little bit room out closer to the 9 this time.
Yeah, that's number 3, Ryan Spate, once again from that linebacker spot. He's in charge of that C-gap because he was coming as soon as they snapped the ball. If the ball's going the other way, he's not making that play. But they hand the ball off right towards Mochte, and he came in unblocked and put a pretty good hit on Mochte and held him to no gain.
Behringer gets the play all the way from the sideline from Coach Blanchard, heads back to the huddle, implements it in the huddle, and now the Braves break huddle. 8:21 in the clock moving here in the first quarter. Behringer over center. Delayed handoff up the middle, and Mochte will pick up 3 or 4 on that and make it a third down and about 5.
Yeah, a little one-back counter right there. They put 2 running backs over to the right wing to make it look like they were going to run something with the power strength to the right. And then Mochte jabs, comes back. He goes to the left. We get a couple lead blockers. Good for 4 to 5 yards. It would have been a good play on first down, but they got themselves behind the 6. Now they're looking at 3rd and 6.
Behringer still over center, still a single setback. He's got 1 receiver wide up top and 2 slot backs down on the line to the right. Behringer, handoff again to Mochte. Just on a little counter up the middle, Mochte keeps his foot moving, and I think he got enough for the first down on that with an extra effort.
Yeah, real similar play, looking like it's going to go right. Then he jabs back to the left, but this time he got to the hole, and he made a nice cut in the hole and to get some yards. And then when contact came, he kept his feet moving, and Mochte looked real good on that carry. Gets it out to the 20, so good for about a 7 or 8 yard gain, giving the Braves a first down.
Yeah, and some breathing room from their own end zone area. Behringer brings in the play again from the sideline. Just underway here in Tawa. Stop down and see us. 7:11 left in the first quarter. Ramblers on top, 8-0 early. Behringer over center. Mochte in the backfield. Again, Behringer drops the ball on the ground. And lucky to pick it back up. In there to help him out that time was number 56. That's Eric Noker. We mentioned him earlier. But twice now tonight on the snap, we've dropped the ball.
Yeah, it looks like that one. He might have got the snap and then got run into. So he's got to take that snap, and he's got to get it to his belly and get it in tight. So if there's any pulling guard going by, you don't want them to hit it. But I think an offensive lineman might have hit that ball right there and knocked it out. So need a little better ball handling right there from Behringer and from the snap. But sets himself up a 2nd and 12.
A little bit of a wasted play. Behringer will go back to work. Hand off to Mock. He's got a hole up the right-hand side. Gets into the backfield again, and he'll get out to the 26-27-yard line, pick up part of it, and bring up about what they had last time, about 3rd and 5, Scott.
Yeah, Mochte looking real good, hitting the hole real fast, and getting through that first that first wave of defenders. So nice blocking right there on the right side. And that's the side they put the double wing on, too. So they're going to try and outnumber them when they do that. And it looks like they're having some success with it. But once again, Mocti looking real good carrying the ball.
One wideout way up top. That's Jacob Hazen. Mocti in the backfield again, and we're going to have a timeout for the Braves, and we'll take one with them right here on 104.7, your power station for sports. And the Taos Band back here with you at Taos Braves Stadium. We got a little stop for a jersey change. Did you say that you might have saw an injury out there?
Well, the first play of the game, the kid number 73 that came off, Braden Curry, now they're looking at putting Will Collier's jersey on somebody. So number 60, I think it might be Noah Hopkins playing offensive line, but I'm not real sure just yet.
Okay. Third and five for the Braves as we come back from break here. Fake handoff. Play action, Behringer rolls to the right. Oh, and he had a toss right across the middle that was actually open to one of his favorite receivers, number 9, Devin Gradoff, but in and out of his hands, and that'll bring up fourth down.
Yeah, a little boot action, fake the run. He boots out to his left. He did a real good job getting his shoulders squared around. He delivered a real nice ball. Not in a ton of traffic, but a little bit of traffic. Still took something that, and you know, Devin's going to say he probably should have caught that, but that's going to set up a punt for Tawas from their own 25-yard line.
Back deep for Boyne City, Mason Wilcox to receive this punt from Behringer. Behringer giving directions to his lineman on this. There's a snap, and there's the punt, just a shank off the side of his foot that's going to go out of bounds well inside the 50-yard line. After the referee marks it off, it's going to be Ramblers ball at the Braves 42-yard line after being marked off, so not a good punt from the Braves.
No, and you know, we saw Granite punt against Elk Rapids. He did. He can do a pretty good job, but then when he just didn't drop that one quite right, and kind of got it off the side of his foot and shanked it over by there. Looks like maybe some of the Ravens cheerleaders out here tonight. There's a whole mess of cheerleaders out in front of us right
now.
Yeah,
probably about 50.
Yeah,
including the Braves cheerleaders and the Ravens cheerleaders, and
looks like they've got it's a lot of youth kids out here tonight.
So now they'll go back to work now. The Ramblers in shotgun. Handoff up the middle. That's Joey McHugh, who gets into the secondary, and he'll pick up 5 on first down. Just a quick handoff and a hitter up the middle from quarterback Drew Neer.
Yeah, nice job by Caden Bellinger right there from his linebacker spot. Once again, making that tackle for about a 2 to 3 yard gain. Looks like the Ramblers are just going to run some dive and run some dive option. And, you know, we'll see if this freshman quarterback wants to keep it, and he'll see if he wants to pitch it. So I would think he's going to be handing that ball off quite a bit and run the dive more than the option.
Near with McHugh in the backfield again. Hands it off up the middle, and looks like he slipped. Actually, looked like a quarterback going down on a safety dive, but he slid into first base and maybe picked up or lost a half a yard. It could go either way. But it's going to be 3rd down and 7 for the Ramblers in the Braves territory.
Yeah, a real good push by the Boyne City offensive line right there. They moved the Tawas kids downfield quite a bit, and he had a lot of room. He probably should have just tried to stick with it there before making that first cut.
In shotgun again, Drew Neer. Still with McHugh in the backfield, this time 2 wideouts, 1 on each side. Man in motion comes through the middle. Neer drops it back, throws a pass, got a man, runs under it, caught, touchdown. Easy little pitch and catch to one of his favorite receivers, and that was number 13, Alex Calcaterra. And that's the second time tonight we've seen a long pass that wasn't defended really well.
Well, that was actually a very nice pass. He put it out in front of his receiver. He ran to it. That ball was probably 40 yards in the air. You know, the last conversion they had, the pass completion, the 24-yarder, wasn't that really well thrown of a ball. But this one, the receiver, Calcaterra, got out past the defensive backs, and, you know, and the quarterback just laid it out there. Neer just laid it out there nice. It looks like they're going to go for 2 again.
4:17, the time of that in the first quarter. As the Braves go down 14-0, and the Ramblers will try to add to that with a 2-point conversion here. They're huddled right now. Neer in shotgun, McHugh in the backfield behind him. two wideouts, three wideouts, two up top, one down low, pass into the corner, just a flip into the corner, pitch and catch, and that's another two-point conversion on a nice reception by number four, Mason Wilcox. But again, the Towers defender never saw the ball coming.
Well, it looks like he got his head around, but just got his head around too late and tried to make a play on it and kind of just missed it when he swung at it, and the Boyne City kid jumped for it, high-pointed it and caught it, and gets him up 16-0.
We'll take a quick 30, and we'll be right back with the kickoff after this on 104.7 WKJC. Kurt Romberger, Scott Luke, back with you. 16-0 right now. Ramblers on top from Boyne City over the Tawas Braves. They get set to tee it up again. And Hazen and Grado back deep for the Braves to receive this kick. The last two kicks have been all the way down to the 10-yard line. Really, really solid kicks. Another one spirals. He'll grab that at the 14. And Hazen works his way up the sideline, 14, out to the 25, 32-yard line before being taken down. Pretty good start here so far for the Ramblers, Scott.
Yeah, you can see they look to be a pretty complete team. I didn't see a whole lot of film on these guys and, you know, the starting quarterback, but, you know, the kid they've got in at quarterback right now, the backup quarterback, the younger brother, he's doing just fine. He's made a couple nice passes. He's making the right reads on the dive option. But Boyne City's content to kick the ball deep, and Hazen's pretty shifty back there. He made a nice return right there, and maybe he can break one loose.
Braves will start at their 32-yard line. Behringer over center, Mochte in the backfield. Two slot backs down to the right-hand side of Behringer. 4:08 left in the first quarter. Behringer on a cutback up the middle. That's Mochte. That'll go nowhere as he gets to the line of scrimmage and then tackled with heavy pursuit from the whole front line of the Boyne City Ramblers.
Yeah, they're not going to get fooled on that counter again. Once again, Mochte starting off right, coming back left. He's got a couple lead blockers trying to kick somebody out and lead up the hole, but Boyne City flowed all the way to that play and was able to shut it down right at the line of scrimmage. So they're going to figure out what they're going to be reading, and it looks like they've got the players to make the plays.
They'll try it again here on 2nd and 10. Behringer brings them to the line. This time over center. Single setback again. Handoff straight up the middle again. And the Ramblers are not buying it. The whole front line has a gang tackle, 4 or 5 deep. And brought Mochte down pretty easy.
Yeah, you know, now they've set up 3rd and 10, and you'd like to be able to go play action, but really play action might not work so good on 3rd and 10 as it would maybe on 2nd and 10 or 3rd and 5. But, you know, the boot pass that they had an open receiver. Maybe they can look at that again, or maybe split Hazen out to the as a wide receiver and see if they can get something with him too. But, you know, not getting anything on 1st and 2nd down kind of limits what you're going to do on 3rd down.
Absolutely. Maybe if they can get some kind of grad off running on a slant and give Behringer enough time to catch him on that slant would be good. But, again, Braves 3rd and 10, 2:36 left here in the first quarter, trying to just mount some kind of offensive attack out of their own end here to get this game going. Behringer drops straight back, looks downfield, a little bit of pressure, fires. And he fires it out of bounds as his intended receiver, Devin Gradoff, was covered extremely well by number 14, Gavin Hewitt of the Ramblers.
Yeah, not much going there for the Braves. As you know, Behringer was flushed right away. You know, he wanted to set up right outside the tackle, but he got flushed all the way to the sidelines, and by then he was able to get rid of it. The ball floated out of bounds. So nice job by the Ramblers getting pressure on him on what they figured was probably a passing down.
So this is another punt situation here for Tawas. We'll see if Behringer can get his foot into one a little better than he did last time. Last one netted out for about 12 yards. Two receivers back deep for the Ramblers on this punt. Behringer gets the snap, takes a step, gets a punt, a little end over under. It's going to bounce, hit. Take a couple good hops for the Braves, and they'll just get out of the way. The Ramblers do, and the Braves will down it at the 23-yard line. Much better way to transfer the field on that one, Scott.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't the picturesque perfect punt that they have to fair catch. He kind of hit a line driver, and once it started hopping, it's going to hop in the Braves' favor. So nice job. You know, as a returner, I always told the kids, you get one bounce. After the first bounce, don't touch it because you don't know where it's going to go. And, you know, they weren't able to field it, and the Braves picked up another 15 yards on that punt. So, you know, with the ball back at the 23-yard line, you'd like to see the Braves mount a stand right here and see if they can get a stop and maybe get a punt return of their own.
Or possibly turn around on one of these pass plays to intercept it. They've had a couple chances, I think. If they knew the ball was coming, they could have made easy defensive plays on the passes that that Boyne City's thrown. So here we go. Drew Neer in shotgun still. Single setback behind him is Joey McHugh. Man in motion this time. Hands it off to McHugh on a delay. McHugh cuts back. He's got room on this side. 30, 40, 50, 40. No one's going to catch him from the Braves. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Prowlers again. I mean, Ramblers. And that's twice now. Just huge, huge plays and runs by Gavin Hewitt.
Yeah, you know, the defensive end was right there, and he closed down the gap, and he's right there, and Hewitt just made a move, and the defensive end, 68, Ryan Chapp, just missed the tackle. Just sophomore there playing defensive end against a real good running back. So, you know, they looks like they had a chance for a good stop on first down right there, but nice job by the running back. You can see, you know, there's a talented kid right there, and then once he got outside, nobody was going to catch him.
That was a 77-yard run, Scott.
On a play that the Braves had a chance of stopping him at the line of scrimmage, so... You know, Coach, I want to talk about that in the film session, the plays that they got to make.
Yep. At the two-minute mark of the first quarter, Drew now trying for the two-point conversion, little quick handoff and cutback, and that's a real nice play as he handed that off to number 18, and that's Ryan Reynolds, and he'll get in for the two-point conversion. So our score now, 24-4 Boyne City and nothing for the Braves. We'll be back after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Scott Lewick with you. Number three, Ryan Spratt, gets ready to kick it off, fires it down towards the Tawas end zone, all the way down to the four-yard line, finally picked up by Gradoff, and he gets drilled inside the 10, and the Braves will start right about where they were last time at the 8-yard line, Scott.
Yeah, I tell you, that's my favorite type of kick for high school. Just kick a line drive, kick it away from kids, make them run over, make them pick it up. You know, don't let them set up the big return and then have your kids hustle down. So Boyne City looking real good on that. He does have the leg to kick it high end over end, and they've done that too. But, you know, Hazen's looked good on both his returns. So I think they're probably looking to keep it away from him and keep it on the ground. So both times they came over to the left, they started inside the 10-yard line.
1:56 left in our first quarter. 24-0 already for the Boyne City Ramblers. And the Braves could use... some first downs on this possession. Handoff Mocky hits the line and nowhere. You know, once the defense sees that everything's just one way, yeah, and that's what they're going to do, it's pretty easy to stop that. It really is.
Yeah, if you're if you've got that many players that can read the ace back and not have to worry about what the linemen are doing, it makes it a little bit easier. So, you know, they're probably going to have to try some play action on first down. And loosen some of that up. They might try a quick pitch, get the ball outside the defensive ends and see if they can get down to the sideline. Or maybe just a boot with Behringer, have him run on the ball.
Behringer brings him to the line. Still over center as well. Two backs in the backfield in the eye this time. Hands it off to the second man through. A little bit of room through the first hole and then powered down. And boy, Mocky thrown down hard on that shoulder. And like you said when we were off the air, this is the kind of thing that you don't want to have with a big game next week, a big rivalry game. You don't want to have kids getting hurt in this game either.
Yeah. Number two, Joey McHugh right there at inside linebacker. He was coming from the backside linebacker on that one too. So nice aggressive play by him at inside backer making that tackle. Like you said, Mocky did have a hole. They took care of that first level, but... You know, a lot of good linebacker coaches will tell you that linebacker, that hole's for you too. You need to fill it. You need to get in there just as hard as a running back is getting in there. And McHugh does that.
Third down and 9, 26 seconds left. This will probably be our last play of the first quarter coming up here. Behringer over center. Drops back, rolls to his right, rolls through the end zone, looks downfield, is going to keep this. Gets the edge, no, and then he fires it, and that's incomplete. Intended receiver. Got contact just about the time the ball got there, and Jacob Hazen could not haul that one in.
No, but once again, a real nice job on the pass by Granite Behringer. I thought maybe he might be past the line of scrimmage, but he wasn't. It was real close, and he's rolling left, which is not easy for high school quarterbacks, but he put some mustard on that. He threw the fastball, and The receiver jumped up, tried to get it, but it was through his hands, and the defender was right there as well. So that's going to set up punt formation. The Ramblers are going to take over, and probably in Braves territory.
Interesting score on the out-of-town scoreboard. Whittemore Prescott right now up 22-6 on Mayo. In Mayo. Punt, that's another one off the side of the boot that's only going to go once the referee brings it back in about maybe 6 to 8 yards. The official will run down to that corner. That ball went out of bounds. We saw it right here in front of us at about the 13-yard line or the 14-yard line.
I can say maybe the 9.
Oh, what a the official was out of position because they're running a four-man crew.
Yeah.
That was nowhere near. He's got it all the way out to the 22-yard line. That was got nowhere near where that ball went out of play at.
Yeah. But the Braves need to dig in right here and have some success on defense and try to turn this around.
Well, this will be the last play of the quarter. 7 seconds left. Drew Neer brings him to the line of scrimmage in shotgun. McHugh in the backfield, drops straight back, looking for more, over the middle, caught, and into the corner of the end zone, touchdown in the corner, and just like that, a second touchdown now for Alex Calcaterra, and on the last play of the first quarter, looks like Boyne City going to go up top even further.
I don't know if they're saying he stepped out of bounds, or... referees are getting together to talk about something, but real nice job. Crossing route, hit him in stride. He could have thrown the wheel to the other side. He had an open receiver over there as well. But there is a penalty flag, and they're calling procedure.
So that'll come back.
It's going to bring it back, give him first and 15. But a real nice job by the quarterback standing in there and throwing that crossing route. Tawas not getting any pressure on the quarterback on that play. They want to maybe figure out a way to dial up some pressure. But their running game is so good, too. You've got to make sure you control your gaps at the same time.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I saw no flag on that play, and I saw no illegal procedure on that. So I'm just going to leave it at that. That's all I'm going to say.
Maybe the flag dropped over there on the Boyne sideline, because I'm guessing they didn't have enough players on the line of scrimmage. So that might be a line judge that saw that. It might be one on the other side of the field. So
what that's going to take us back to is first and 15, and this will be like what you'd call an untimed play here, but 0.5 seconds left. So this is definitely the last play of the first quarter. I've said that once already. Near in shotgun. Hands it off to McHugh up the middle, and he's got a big hole, and that's going to go for a touchdown as well. The Braves can't stop anything right now as McHugh on an up-the-middle draw play, actually, from the 30-yard line, picks up a 30-yard touchdown here late in the first quarter.
Yeah, and he's making that second and third level miss. It's a nice running back right there. The offensive linemen are taking care of that first level. Once he gets to the linebackers, he's making the linebacker miss. And I'll tell you, number four, Mason Wilcox, again, he's blocking downfield. He's doing his job and turning those 15-yard plays into touchdowns. So looks like a complete team right here that Boyne City brought over tonight.
So they've got 30 now, and we'll try for a two-point conversion here.
The kicker's on the field.
The new kicker in.
Yeah,
there you go.
The kicker is on the field.
So Ryan Spatt will give it a whirl here to make a one-point conversion by kicking an extra point here. This will make it 31-0 if they can do it. They were practicing before the game, not their normal kicker. High snap, got it on the ground, and the kick...
Kick is good.
No signal.
Yeah, kick is good.
Okay. 31-0. Boyne City, total dominance right now at the end of the first quarter. We'll be back after this on 104.7, your power station for sports, WKJC. New, fresh 12 minutes on the clock, getting ready to start our second quarter. Ryan Spate getting ready to kick off for the Ramblers. Back deep is Gradup and Hazen for the Braves to return this kick. 31-0 already. Tough first quarter for the Braves. Spray with a little chip shot this time. Short. Skidder. Tawas just covers it up at the 28-yard line, and that's where they'll start their adventure now in the second quarter here, down 31-0.
Yeah, we'll see what Boyne City is going to do defensively. They're going to make any changes or not, but... The Braves need to make some type of adjustment and maybe try to get something going on first down. Maybe play action on first down instead of waiting to throw the ball on third down and see if they can have some success with that. Maybe loosen up a little bit of the run game. So
Or at least have some fun, you know, put three wideouts, go to shotgun, and let Granite run around and try to make some passes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it looks like they've made a couple subs at inside linebacker right now, even though Spate's still on the field. But looks like a couple new kids inside.
High formation again. Behringer over center. Quick pitch this time. Comes to Mocky on the right side. He does a little hurdle job, and he'll pick up 5 yards on first down. Not bad.
No, I like the way he runs the ball. He's that was a quick toss. I
2 yards. I'm sorry.
Maybe try to get outside the ends, but he's catching it about 6 yards deep, and then he cuts it up. He's running hard. He's running full speed when he has that ball, and then when he saw traffic, instead of trying to just run into the pile, he jumped over and got himself 2 yards.
Behringer comes back in with the play. They break huddle, 11-17 with the clock moving, 31-0 second quarter here. A little confusion up on the line. Behringer takes a snap, hands it off to Gradoff on a little reverse sweep, and nothing much there, covered up really well by the Ramblers. And once again, that's going to bring up third down and long.
Yeah, nice little wing counter right there. Fake the handoff to Mocky, and you got Gradoff coming around, but I'm gonna guess there's probably a missed blocking assignment right there because there were two Ramblers standing right there in the hole with nobody to block them. So, like you said, there was a late shift in the offensive line. They flipped from strong side to weak side. But I'm thinking somebody might have missed an assignment right there and ruined what could have been a nice play, a nice little wing counter.
So third down and 9 here. 10:26 now on the clock moving. One more score here from the Ramblers, and we'll go to a running clock other than on penalties, touchdowns, and injuries. Behringer drops back to pass into the pocket, and he stopped to plant and slide and falls down. And they'll get him tackled back at the 20-yard line. So, once again, the Braves offense moving the wrong way here, Scott, and this is going to bring up fourth and forever, and they're going to need a punt again.
Yeah, we talked, the field looks like it's in really great shape, but we've seen a few different kids on both teams slip and fall, so it might be a little bit of dew on the grass right now, but that was unfortunate.
Behringer takes a snap. It's low and off the ground, kicks it straight out of bounds left again. That punt will go for about 20 yards. And the Ramblers will take over first and 10 at the Tawas 30. And tough field position turnaround here. Ramblers are going to be first and 10 at the 30. And like I said, they get in here and we'll go to a running clock already.
Well, I don't know if they run the clock in the first half or wait till the second half, but you're right. Once it gets to 35.
I think it's anytime 35 for the clock.
The Braves not. Oh, look, a timeout.
Braves are going to take a timeout. We'll take a quick one with them right here on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. We're back. 9:37 left till halftime. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors for sponsoring us, because if not, we wouldn't be here. Neiman's Family Market, Ottawa City, My Michigan Health, Bob Bush Manufacturing of Ottawa City, and Au Gray, Michigan. So here we are now. Braves give the ball up at the 28-yard line. Ramblers out of shotgun. Quick sweep to the far side. Number 5 gets to the corner, and good pursuit from the Braves, but not until Owen Hewitt picks himself up 7 yards on first down on a nice little jet sweep.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if he's Gavin's little brother. It's a freshman right there, number 5, running the ball. Nice job on the end. I don't know if you call that an end around or a wing counter, but he's coming off the wing. He's going all the way around the outside and the other side. So nice job by Tawas Pursuit to keep him from turning the corner, but they get 7 on first down.
Mason Wilcox over center now. This is the second quarterback we've seen tonight besides Drew Near. Wilcox takes it, hands it off right up the middle. Keeper to McHugh, and McHugh runs through the secondary at Tawas like it's not even there for another Rambler touchdown. That's McHugh's third touchdown of the evening, and there's still 8:52 left in the second quarter.
Yeah, there's no tackling there at that linebacker level. So I know, it's pretty obvious right now that the Ramblers are winning the line of scrimmage. They're getting the defense move. Looks like the Braves are in like a maybe a 3-5 or a 3-3 defense, so there's not much up front for defensive line. When they get to that second level, they're just not able to tackle fast running back, a quick running back, and he's pretty shifty. So, and he doesn't really lose speed when he makes a cut either. So, very nice running back, number two, Joey McHugh, junior out of Boyne City.
And now Wilcox brings out the kicking mat, and they will try to kick this extra point. Snap, set, kick, and good. As the back official, this is what he gives for a...
Well, he's
giving a thumbs up instead of a good. I'm just saying.
They're missing that fifth official, and usually you have one on each goalpost. So right now the referee in the backfield is on the one goalpost, or upright, and then this guy's over on the other upright, and they got to make sure that the kick is in between the two of them. So, yeah, you give him a thumbs up on his side, and then the referee can see it's inside of him on the other side. So it's a little bit more difficult without having that fifth official, but... You know, this right here might be a nice opportunity for Tallis to have a return with Hazen, maybe have some success, get the ball up past midfield, and see what they can do offensively.
They could use one to get the fans off their hands here a little bit on Tallis's last home game of the season. Great crowd, lots of people here right now. They're just not making much noise because of the score, 38-0 right now, with 8:52 left. Don't forget, coming up at halftime this week in the MHSAA, you won't want to miss that on our halftime show. Putting it on the tee again is Mason Wilcox. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's going to be Ryan Spate that's putting it on the tee. Spate kicking it off. Gradoff back. Hazen back. Brought down by Gradoff at his own 15 to the 20 to the 25. Slips out of bounds. Fumbles, but the ball goes out of bounds. And the Braves will start at first and 10 at their own 25 one more time.
Yeah, he's a little bit different ball carrier than Hazen, but he's able to get up the sidelines a little bit. Out of town score, we've got Oscoda is down 21-6 at East Jordan. Grayling is down to Kingsley 16-0 in the first quarter. 30-14. Oh, that's the Whittemore score.
Yeah, Whittemore Prescott.
Yeah. That's good. My old team offensively was awful good.
Behringer hands it off to Mokdi. He gets one. And this is beginning. I'd like to see some more scheme in their offense here is what I'd like. You know, a little something, a little mix it up a little bit here.
Yeah, this is Coach said this is what they were able to do last week. They had a lot of success with it, and they didn't have to get out of it. But maybe playing a little bit better team tonight might have to come up with something a little different. This is a different offense than we saw against the Elk Rapids. And we did see Behringer in the shotgun against Elk Rapids. So, obviously, they've been working on something. They had some success with it last week, and now they're trying to find that tonight.
Well, no Max Herrick tonight hurts a little bit because that's a second option for running it. Behringer brings it up. This time he's got a wide out, split all the way up top. Turns around, hands the ball off. Got a nice hole into the secondary that time. That's the first time. Or maybe the second time Mocky's broke into the secondary. Picks up a nice game, going to bring up third and manageable.
Yeah, first time that the safeties had to come up and make a tackle. So nice job right there by the offensive line. They have a nice hole for Mocky, and he hits a hole really hard. And pretty big collision right there with the safety. Good for about 7 or 8 yards. And brings up third and short, third and manageable. So be nice to move the chains right here and possess the ball for a little bit.
Braves break the huddle. Behringer with two behind him in I formation this time. Behringer will give that to Mokdi again. Mokdi digs in, cuts, and he's going to be a little bit short, but I think for the first time tonight, this would be fourth down territory here for Coach Blanchard.
Yeah, they've had some success on this set of downs moving the ball, so I would think that maybe on fourth down they'd like to go for it again. Need the offensive lineman. Look like Mokdi ran into an offensive lineman. Oh, they marked it a first down.
Yeah.
They marked it a first down. So nice job by Mokdi getting to the sticks right there. But yeah, the offensive lineman kind of getting his way right there, looking for somebody to block. And you guys just keep moving upfield. Keep moving upfield trying to find one, because when you stop in the hole, that's where Mokdi got stopped.
Just under the 7 minute mark now. The 60 cheerleaders are all doing a cheer. It's kind of neat right down here in front of us, Scotty.
Yeah.
Behringer over center. Hands the ball to Mokdi again. A little quick cut. Gets into the backfield for a second time on this drive. And then the ball popped loose. And player running it all the way back the other way for the Ramblers, but I think they're going to say he was down.
Well, they didn't.
After a nice gain of about seven to bring up second down and three.
Yeah, it looks like when he bounced on the ground, the ball bounced up, and the ball actually bounced right up to the safety. He kind of caught it in stride, and he was 20 yards downfield before they blew the whistle. But, you know, I think the back judge right there saw it the whole way, so nice job by him. But, you know, you want to get that blown dead so you don't have any extracurriculars after that play. So nice job on this set of downs in this series so far by the Braves.
Coming up on the six-minute mark here in the second quarter, Behringer brings him out. Got a man high, wide, two in the eye behind him. Hands it off, Maki again. Maki, a little shake and twist, gets almost the yard to gain, but I've seen a flag come into there on that one. We're going to have to wait here and see what the call is. Either a flag or a beanbag. It was a flag.
Yeah, it's they're moving it for a spot foul, so it must be. It's probably an offensive, but
hold on the Braves is what the call is going to be. And after being just a yard away from another first down, that's not what we're looking for right now.
Yeah, I think you've got some pretty aggressive defensive linemen, and when they come across, sometimes if you don't hit them clean, you get your arms out and you'll end up wrangling them in for a hold. But you got to make sure you get your pads on them and get off the ball quick and make that block instead of them shooting the gap in front of you, and you got to get an arm out. So unfortunate right there because they had something going, but still second down. Still second down.
Scoring fest going on there up in Milo tonight on our sister station, Milo and Whittemore-Prescott. Whittemore-Prescott on top 30-22 right now. Not a lot of defense being played in that game. Everybody jumped offside on the defensive side there. Flag comes out.
Yeah, Coach saw what I saw. He saw some pretty aggressive defensive linemen that were able to shoot the gaps and maybe some younger kids. He got to jump offside, and there's three substitutes coming in the game. So, you know, you put them reserves in, and you want to see some success. You don't want to see them, with a mental breakdown right there. So that's going to get 5 yards back and get them back in the second about eight. And some substitutions now for Boyne City.
This is the most non-yellow penalty flags I've seen, I think, ever.
They are.
Just as a side note.
They're the same color as the orange on the down marker over there. So to call them yellow, I think we're remiss.
Behringer over center this time now, 5:16 and counting. Looks to the sideline to get some last-minute instructions for Coach Blanchard. Single setback is Mochte behind him in the backfield. Braves hand off to Mochte, runs it right up the two-hole, and nothing there. Maybe pick up of maybe one before being brought down by number 54 from Boyne City, and number 54 is Jacob Johnson.
Yeah, one of their seniors. Like I said, they've only got seven or eight, so nice play by him squeezing it down from his defensive end. I don't know what Coach Blanchard saw right there that he wanted to check into something right up the middle, but they've got some pretty good size guys right there that the Braves have to deal with. And maybe we can get Mochte off tackle here for a first down. Maybe even a little boot right. We got room to boot if the ball's on the left hash. There's room for Granite to boot out to the right or roll out to the right and see if they can maybe hit Hazen across the middle.
One wide receiver broke down to the near side sideline. Behringer over center still with two in the eye behind him. Pitch to the second man, that's Mochte, goes to the right-hand side, has a lead blocker, picks up some nice yardage, gets reasonably close to the stake, probably about a yard and a half, 2 yards short.
Yeah, they're at the 45-yard line, so I'm thinking Coach is going to want to go for it. He may try to draw them off sides, and if they don't get him, maybe check into something else or maybe call a timeout. But Behringer's already out there. He's already breaking the huddle, so they've got something planned here.
Well, fourth and two here. Keep the Braves' drive going with 3:42 left till halftime. Behringer tried to pull somebody offside, and he did. So they're going to pick up the first down the easy way.
Yeah, and that's coming off that holding penalty that they were all the way back to second and 13. So, nice job. They got him to draw him offsides twice, and here come the subs. You know, a new set of defensive linemen after somebody jumps. So you've seen lots of coaching over there on that Boyne City side and some discipline over on that Boyne City side. And, you know, they're not going to tolerate that stuff because they're getting ready for a big playoff run and, you know, looking to have some success that way. You don't want to make these mental errors.
Right. So 38-0, 3:35 left till halftime here. Don't forget, a reminder, at halftime this week in the MHSAA, thank a couple more of our sponsors, Tim and Nick at Shermer Construction of East Tawas. and the Augury Pharmacy. Thank you guys for sponsoring these games. Behringer over center. Looks over the defense. Two guys in the eye directly behind him. Wide out down on the near side in front of us. Behringer hands it to Mocky, who hits the hole with speed and powers all the way into the backfield on a nice first down play, picking up eight.
Yeah, hitting the hole really hard, and he wasn't touched at that first level and made contact with the linebacker with his pads forward and drove the linebackers down, so we got about a six-yard gain. I thought it was even more than that, but he must have had a knee down sooner than what we thought. But Mocky looking real good running the ball. That right side having some success opening a hole for him.
Behringer brings in the play again from Coach Blanchard. First-year head coach here, Zach Blanchard. Brought the Braves a couple wins this year in their football program, which they haven't had for a few years. Behringer over center. One wide out to this side. I formation behind him again. Mocky gets it, and this time he's met in the backfield by a couple of the Ramblers. Get you a number and a name when he gets up out of the pile there.
Yeah, it looked like 63 from his linebacker spot.
Yep, 63.
Zhu Zhong and 53, yep. Leon Zhong. But I think we might have had a pulling guard right there, and somebody got right in his hip pocket and was able to make that play pretty quick. So a nice play by the defenders right there, my Ramblers. So it's going to bring up third and five. Ball's in the middle of the field. They've got a lot of options, you know, whether they want to run Mocky or boot out Behringer. They've got options on third and five.
And pretty much four down territory here with 1:43 till halftime for Coach Blanchard. Behringer gives it to Mocky, goes right up the middle and nowhere that time. Met by number 66 as soon as he got the ball and crossed the line. And that's Colton Snyder that stopped him there on that play. So bring up down fourth and long four.
Yeah, they didn't really gain anything on that. Ramblers controlled the line scrimmage on that, and Mocky was hit by a defensive lineman right away. So I don't know if Coach is going to try to hard count him one more time and go with the timeout, but I know he's been running clock. He's had Behringer hold the clock and try to run some clock on this drive, too. So just to get it, you know, he started with about 4 minutes. Now we're down under one.
Less than a minute till halftime here in Taos.
Yeah, they called timeout. Tried to hard count him again, and nobody flinched that time, and Coach had to take a timeout.
And that's Braves' last timeout. We'll take a quick one with them. We'll be right back on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. I think I'd rather be on a Friday night than next to my partner, Scott Lewick, here doing a football game. And we are in Taos tonight. And it is 38 for the Boyne City Ramblers and nothing for the Braves. Thank a couple more of our sponsors for bringing this game to you tonight. Alpena Community Credit Union in Alpena and Oscoda. The committee to elect Mike Hoadley as 99th District State Rep. Eden Fields Assistant Living and Memory Care of Standish, Michigan. Braves with a fourth and five now. They come back out. They are in punt formation. Just inside the Boyne City side of the field. Snap comes to Behringer, and he's going to run with it and then kick it. And a nice kick. Best punt of the day for sure. And that's going to get down at the one-yard line by the Braves. Really, really good play. Behringer took off like he was going to keep it and maybe fake it, and then he punted it on the run.
Yeah, the coach probably gives him the options. Hey, you take off. If you think you can make it, keep going. If not, try to punt it. And I tell you, he was right about the line of scrimmage when he punted it, and no Rambler in the area to field it. And good hustle by two of the Braves. I believe that was four Hazen and nine Gradoff down covering it, and they were both able to keep the ball from getting into the end zone. So that ball is probably no more than the length of a football from the goal line. So maybe the defense can make a play right here and get a safety or get a turnover.
Be a good time for a little bit of pressure from the line to win a battle right here. 38 seconds left. Boyne pinned down on their half-yard line. They go shotgun. Pressure in the backfield, and that ball's tipped and knocked out of bounds as he tried to throw a pass, but big number 68 from the Braves got in there and put his hands up. That was Jaden Chmura. And good for them.
Yeah, Rambler's trying to get a 99 yards right there, but really just a simple passing route or a crossing route, and the Braves are there to defend it, knock it down in the end zone.
34 now. Same thing over the top, open. Oh, and dropped. Or that was going to be a 99-yard touchdown pass right there.
Yeah, I don't know what Devin Gradoff saw, because he was behind the ball, and then he came running up on it, and as he ran up on it, the ball went over his head. I thought he was going to make a play on the ball. I thought that was a ball he could have intercepted, because he was behind it for the, you know, he was behind the receiver, behind the ball. But when he come running up on it, he ran right by both, and Braves are lucky that he just dropped it. Otherwise, that'd be 99 plus.
Yeah.
99 plus.
Yeah, fortunately, Gavin Hewitt dropped the ball for the Ramblers. And it brings up third down and 10 now from their half-yard line. So two quick passing plays. Not scared to throw the ball from the end zone. Handoff, quick hitter up the middle this time. That gets in some breathing room. That's all the way out to the 7.5, 8-yard line. Not a first down. And that'll get the clock running here and probably run the clock out and take us to halftime here.
Yeah, Braves don't have a timeout to stop it on fourth down, and I don't know that the Ramblers would want to run a play here and risk not making the first down and give the Braves the ball right there. So they played almost a flawless first half. They're up 38, and looks like they're going to walk off and take it into the half.
That'll do it. Boyne City Ramblers at halftime up 38-0 on the Tawas Braves. We're going to send you to our studio for this week in MHA and our halftime show, and we'll be back afterwards with our second half on 104.7, your power station for sports. Scott Lewitt getting ready to bring you the second half kickoff as the Braves, down 38-0, will kick to the Boyne City Ramblers. Braves have the ball, and they're putting it on the tee. Two Ramblers deep.
They are very deep. They're giving Mocky a lot of respect on this kickoff. I don't know if he can get it to the 10 or not, but there's a lot of grass out there he can kick to. Maybe they can run it. I don't know if they'll try an onside kick or not, or just try to pin them a little bit deeper and play defense for a little while.
Only five guys up on the front line. 10 yards deep off the ball for Boyne City. Mocky hits a low, hard rocket that they let go through. Skips up, picked up at the 20-yard line, to the 30, to the 40, and he's gone all the way down the field. This is a touchdown. Number 14 going to run it all the way back. That's Gavin Hewitt. Nobody there to stop him. Down to the 5, touchdown Ramblers. And how do you like that to start the second half?
Yeah, no flags. He did a nice job. He was able to field that in a waist-high hop, and he got up to speed real fast. And actually, a couple nice blocks. They hit a double team on the last guy, and as he broke the hole, he was untouched. He was untouched ever since he picked up the ball about the 25-yard line. So good speed, good execution by the Ramblers right there, and good blocking.
Yeah, I'm going to call it an 80-yard run from the 20, and that starts the second half out at 11:44. We've already got a touchdown on the board. 44-0 pending the extra point, and this time they're going to run for the two-point conversion. Back behind the helm of the quarterback is Drew Neer. A little bit of movement. Neer drops back to throw, throws it to the corner, tipped and deflected. No good. So 44-0 is our score.
We're going to have roughing the passer, it looks like. If it's going to be roughing the passer, if it's going to be a personal foul afterwards, but quarterback got thrown down and referee threw a flag.
Okay. But they didn't complete the two-point conversion.
Roughing the passer.
So they get another crack at it is what they should, right?
Yeah. It'll be half the distance. They'll set up just outside the one-yard line for a conversion.
Yep. So another chance for a PAT here on a roughing the passer call. Not something Coach Zach Blanchard's going to be happy with coming out of
another one of those orange,
halftime.
Another one of those orange flags coming out.
Yeah, tough to see. Why don't they just throw green ones and make it real hard?
First time I saw one, I thought somebody left the kicking tee on the field.
So we'll see what the Ramblers do this time. They bring it back out. About a yard and a half to get this time. They're lined up on the left hash. Near and shotgun, single setback behind him is Hughes. Rolls to his right, looks in the end zone, throws a pass into the corner. Same play they just ran, but this one falls incomplete again. So with 11:44 left in our third quarter. 44 for the Ramblers, nothing for the Braves. We'll be back on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. Robert or Scott Lewick back with you here in Tawas. We'd like to thank a couple of our sponsors. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by D&M Supply of Homer, Sobeck's Home Medical Supply of Tawas City, Kevrick Hummering House of Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Tawas, Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena. Boyne City kicks it to the Braves. Braves pick up the ball at their own 25. Nice little return there by somebody who's not used to handling the ball, but Hunter Oliver gets his name called tonight as he runs that ball back all the way out to the 44-yard line. Good field position for the Braves.
Yeah, nice job. He was able to catch that in the air on the run and hit it upfield pretty fast. So we called Hunter Oliver's name quite a bit in the Elk Rapids game, but we haven't seen him much tonight. But good for him that he got his hand on the ball and did a nice job carrying it.
Been on the field quite a bit, kind of in the scheme as a slot back, but, you know, they've done just about everything they've done tonight. It's been with Mackey up the middle. I formation again. Behringer comes out, single receiver up high. And Behringer hands it off to Mackey. Mackey powers through, picks up about five. About half of it he got on first down. Nice run.
Nice run. That was Hunter Oliver playing fullback lead blocker. He's kicking out the end. He did a nice job on his block and created that hole for Mackey, who hit the hole really hard. So, you know, if he can get past that linebacker, make a cut on the defensive backs, I think Mackey can maybe break one here.
44-0, 10:36 left in our third quarter. Clock will run on the PIP program here, except for penalties, injuries, timeouts, or scores. The clock will move the rest of the game. Behringer looking around, surveying the defense, waiting for the 10-second sign. Hands it off. Once again, Mackey gets through, runs a little bit backwards. But he'll pick up a few more and bring up a third and manageable, third and about three and a half, four.
Yeah, you know, he's hitting the hole hard, so anybody that's in the hole blocking needs to keep blocking, stay on their block, because he's running into some linemen, and that time he ran into number nine, Devin Gradhoff. You know, he's blocking in the hole, so you want to stay on your block and give your running back a chance to get some more yards. Interesting with Boyne City, they don't huddle on defense and they don't really look to the sideline for a call. They know what they're doing and they're just going by the alignment.
So Behringer comes to the line again over center, hands it off this time to Mackey second time through, and he gets nowhere on that one as they had that one read pretty nicely, led by a couple of the Ramblers on defense, including number three, Ryan Spate, who's kind of a all-around guy. He plays offense, kicks the ball.
Yeah, maybe gained a half a yard, so it's fourth and two. Certainly going to go for it here. And we haven't seen Behringer run the ball at all. He had some success with the Mancelona game with him carrying the ball, but we'll see if they can have some success here and move the chains and get another set of downs.
I'd like to see him on one of those rollouts that he's done with the quarterback option to keep. Tight formation. Hazen split wide out. And we're going to have a timeout this time, and that's taken by the Braves, the first of the second half. So we'll take a quick one with them here on 104.7, your power station for sports. Back with you. Don't forget, tonight's game is brought to you by Barash Funeral Home of Tawas City, Augre, Hale, Oscoda, Prescott, and Twining, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeastern Michigan, the Bear Store of Hale, Michigan, Napa Auto Parts of East Tawas, Augre, and Oscoda, North Country Signs and Shirts of East Tawas on Newman Street, Tawas Tool, a subsidiary of Star Cutter in East Tawas, Bay Party Store of East Tawas, Michigan, and Tawas Bay Insurance Agency of East Tawas, Michigan. We love all you sponsors. If not, we would not be out here doing this. So 8:31 left in the third quarter. Braves down 44-0. Fourth and two here for the Braves out of a timeout. Behringer over center. No wideouts. Tight formation. And he hands the ball up to Mocty. Mocty hits the hole hard, plenty of room. Picks up a couple extra and picks up the first down on fourth down, as he was not going to be detained on that one.
No, he hit the hole hard, got his pads forward, and when he hit the pile, he spun. And when he spun, he freed himself up for another couple yards. So good for about 4 to 5 yards when they needed two. And they're down into Rambler territory at the 44-yard line on the right hash with a fresh set of downs.
Some of the second-string Rambler defenders are in the game currently.
Yeah, no, they're rotating their defensive linemen quite a bit.
Hazen up top, wide out, split. Behringer with two guys in the backfield. He's got Gradoff and Mocty in the backfield. Up the hole, Mocty picks it up, gets into the secondary a little bit this time. He's going to have four probably with forward progress on first down. And actually, that was Hunter Oliver in the backfield with Mocty that time, lead blocking for him.
Yeah, so some success right there on first down. Going to set you up with second and six. And, you know, you got success like that on first down. It just opens up the playbook a little bit more. You can run the ball, but you've got the play action pass that they have to worry about, too. So, you know, Coach said in the pregame, he likes to just keep it on the ground and grind it out. But, you know, it'd be nice to work on a little bit of play action right here. This might be the down for it. He's still going to have two more downs because they're going to be certainly in four down territory right now.
Absolutely. Great down here for a play action pass. They don't spread it out, though. They send one wide receiver out, and this time it's Mocty.
Yeah.
Two setbacks in the backfield. Nice pitch. Mocty out front blocking. Gets around the corner, and Hazen picks himself up a first down on a great second down call there.
Yeah, they switched the wide receiver and the running back, get Hazen the ball. Nice toss, got him out in space. First time they've seen some real success outside the tackles right there in the quick pitch. So, like you said, Mocky's out there blocking downfield and turning that 7-yard play into a 17-yard play. So, nice job by the Braves. New set of downs at the 30-yard line.
Best sustained drive of the evening here for the Braves at this point. 6:13, clock moving along here in the third quarter. Like to thank another sponsor, Lakeview Manor and Healthcare Center of Tawa City, Seymour's Home Decor Center in East Tawas, and Autotech, our friends at Autotech of East Tawas. Braves come to the line now. One man wide out again. This time Hazen is out to the side. Behringer hands it to Mocty. Mocty stumbles as he goes through the line, which didn't help that run. Probably picked up two, and that was it.
Yeah, it looks like Behringer might have mishandled the snap just a little bit too, throwing off the timing. And then when he did get it to Mocty, Mocty ended up being a little bit off balance because of that, and really started to go down before contact, and then contact ended the play, you know, for about a 2-yard gain. But I think there was a hole there. You know, if they could have hit that on balance, he might have got up another 5-10 yards.
5:15 and counting now. Behringer in the huddle. Braves have been obviously in no hurry. Letting the clock run, full huddles. Hazen out wide. Hunter Oliver and Mocty in the backfield in the eye behind Behringer. Mocty gets it again. He's got a little room down the right-hand side. Good pursuit, though, that time by number 56 of Boyne City, and that's Eric Mansfield who made the tackle on that. Real nice tackle, too.
Yeah, nice job by Mocty bouncing that out a little bit, one hole wider and having some room to run around the end. You know, he gets about 4 or 5 yards. You know, they're calling for the horse collar tackle, but I think they got him around the neck, but it wasn't really the horse collar. But you know, brings up third and manageable, third and four, two plays to make a first down to keep the chains moving.
You're correct about that. Boyne City defense, they do not huddle.
They don't huddle, and they don't look to the coach for a call.
Mm-mm.
So
Behringer over center, I formation behind him. Oliver, Mocty. Mocty with the give. Again, tough footwork that time. Maybe picked up one. Going to bring up fourth down and about a long three.
And Mocky sticking his hand out there trying to feel his way through the hole right there, and you don't want to see that. You want to just keep your arms in, keep the ball protected, and try to bounce off your tackler with your shoulder pad. Sometimes you start feeling for your way through, it kind of slows you down, gives the defender something else to grab on to bring you down too. So it's going to be a long three, maybe even a fourth and four.
Hazen was split out to the far side, comes back in onto the end position. Now Behringer in the eye, same way. Oliver and Maki behind him. Behringer snaps it, pitch to Maki. Comes down to this end, pushing hard. He gained the 20, but I think he needed maybe just a little bit more than that. This will be close, maybe even a measurement. They're telling him to move the chains right now. So yeah, it's going to be first down, Tawas. Good run.
Yep, this line judge over here spotted it just inside the 20, and they needed to get to the 20 for the first down. So they move the chains. They're not quite at the 19-yard line, but first down for the Braves as they're going in here in the red zone.
Best drive of the game so far. It'd be nice to see the Braves get on the board here. 2:50 and counting here in the third quarter.
And like you said, they're not in any hurry. They're, they're getting the play call. They're getting to the line. Behringer's checking everything around. Coaches tell them to hold it for a few seconds until the referee gets going, and just try to sustain the drive right here and work on some offense and things.
Behringer, two guys behind him again in the I formation. No wideouts. Two tight ends. Behringer hands it off. And that time, coming through the line, gets twisted. Nice tackle that time by the Ramblers, number 18.
Ryan Reynolds.
And that's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, junior coming up from his corner spot. So a little bit of a rotation at running back right now for the Braves. You know, like we watched that Johannesburg Oscoda game last week, and Johannesburg was in the full house tee, and they run, and then they went play action. They hit that touchdown. So you might want the Braves might try pulling one out here and try to see what Behringer can do with his arm for the Braves.
Second and 8 right now. That was Gratif on that last carry. Braves break huddle this time. Send two wideouts out this time. Hazen up top. Maki down at the bottom. Single setback in the backfield. I'm sorry, I formation. That's Gratif and Oliver. Gratif gets it again. Hits the line. Fumbles the ball, puts it on the ground, and the Ramblers are pointing that it's going to be theirs, and so is the official, as Gratif put that on the ball on the ground, and just a not needed thing in such a good drive like that for the Braves.
Yeah, ball security right there was the issue. He didn't have the ball covered up very well, and he got popped pretty good by the linebacker. And when he got popped, the ball just came out. But when we see Maki running the ball, Maki's doing a much better job of covering the ball up. But He hit the hole hard, hit it at full speed, but the collision right there just forced the fumble. And it's going to bring us down under 1 minute here in the third quarter. As the Ramblers are going to take over at their own 18-yard line.
44-0, under a minute left here in our third quarter. As the Ramblers will come to the line with Drew Neer in shotgun. Single setback behind him. Little quick sweep reverse over to number 5, Owen Hewitt. Hewitt gets to the corner. Good pursuit this time from the Braves as they get there, stop that in gangland-style fashion with 4 or 5 guys from the line.
Yeah, number 87, Bellinger, not fooled on that play. He sees the wing counter, the end around, and he explodes up there, and he makes the play behind the line scrimmage, and then the rest of the Braves come and join in and get him for about a 2-yard loss on first down.
Point City might let this clock run out under 10 seconds here as they come to the line. No need to get a playoff. 3 seconds. 1. And the referee blows the gun for the end of the third quarter. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with the fourth quarter of football here on 104.7, your power station for sports, WKJC. Luke, as we get ready for our fourth quarter here, I'd like to thank a couple of our sponsors. Tonight's game brought to you by Revord Builders of East Tawas, Michigan, J.G. Mikulski Contracting of Tawas City, Randy's Towing of Northeastern Michigan, and Rose City RV of Tawas City, Michigan. So it's 2nd and 12 for the Ramblers here. Drew Neer in shotgun. Gets it, hands it off to the first man through, and once again, the Braves are right there. It's two plays in a row defensively. The Braves look really good. Don't know if it's because second string lines in for Boyne City, but nice play by the Braves.
Yeah, they've got some younger kids there. 64, Fitzpatrick, he's a sophomore. 65, Nolan Little, I don't believe he was a starter. So they're repping their linemen, get some experience for these kids and get them on film and get a chance to evaluate everybody. It's all part of player development.
Third down and 12. Neer still a quarterback in huddle this time with the Ramblers. Breaks the huddle. Comes out, and he'll get into shotgun formation for the Ramblers. Granoff goes to cover the one wide out for Boyne. Shotgun. Little sweep. Thomas has it blocked up nice. They wait for help, and it gets there in time. And they're going to bring Owen Hewitt down on another nice defensive play that's going to bring up a fourth down, and the Braves might get the ball back here.
Yeah, I got freshman running back right there. Our Braves did a nice job stacking it up at the line of scrimmage, and they also did a nice job in pursuit as they rallied to the football to make that stop. And you can see several substitutes coming in. This would be the punt team. So punt team's on the field for Boyne City, and Grad off deep for the Tawas Braves.
10:38 and the clock moving. Ramblers in punt formation. They'll kick this from about their 5-yard line. Gradoff back at his own 40. Good punt in the air. Ball hits twice. Gradoff lets it run out, and the Ramblers will come up and down it right around the 42-yard line. So the Braves will start with good field position again on this next drive. 10:09 left in our fourth quarter. Like to thank our sponsors, Hungry Howie's, for the food tonight of East Tawas and Oscoda, and Blue Bear Jewelry of East Tawas, Michigan, right there on Newman Street. Wilson & Son Septic Service of Hale, and Wilson's Trucking and Excavating of Hale and Prescott. The Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank. Dean Arbor Ford of Tawas City and Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas. Edward Jones of East Tawas, Michigan, our friend Joe Bettega. And Tawas Family Chiropractic of Tawas City and Metal Lodge of Tawas City. Thank all you sponsors for having us this evening. Braves will start with good field position, 9:27. Behringer over center. Power backfield with three. Third man through gets it. That's Mocky. Big hole to the right-hand side. He's into the secondary. Picks up a first down and a nice gain of 12 on first down there by the Braves.
Yeah, first time we've seen that power eye formation. Just took our wing back and put him back in the backfield, get another lead blocker for Mocky. And Mocky did a nice job bouncing that and getting upfield for about a 12-yard gain. And we got an update from East Jordan. The Owls have scored to make it 21-14 in the third quarter.
There you go. A little comeback going on up in East Jordan. Yeah. 8:47 left in this one, 44-0. Boyne City on top of Tawas. Behringer, one wide out, way up top. Powerhouse backfield. Mocky gets it again straight up the gut. Had enough momentum to pick up two before getting a shoestring tackle. And a real nice tackle by number three from Boyne City. That's Ryan Spate.
Yeah, 63 inside linebacker, Filazong. He's there as well. One of their starting linebackers, he sees that Mocky heading downhill, and he's there right there at the ball.
Obviously, the Braves at this point are in four-down territory as the clock will move under eight before they get another snap off here. Hazen up top, wide out. Behringer looks to the sideline. Gets a signal from Coach Blanchard. Powerhouse backfield again, three of them back there. Gives it to Mocky again with the two lead blockers, and Mocky will pick up three this time, bring on up third down and about five.
Yeah, no mystery right there, just the, like you said, the power eye, and Mocky off tackle, and the Ramblers, they see that lead blocker coming, and they all crash pretty hard, so they're very aggressive, pursuing to the ball very well, and you know, once again, they got third and seven, two plays to pick up a first down and maybe go back to that toss play, getting Mocky outside.
Yeah, we'll call it six here on third down. No wideouts this time. Gradoff on the tight end slot position. Still waiting on signals from Coach Blanchard. I formation this time. Second man through gets it. Mocky will spin, keep his legs moving. Nice little run. He'll get it down to where it's about fourth and two now. So once again, manageable. Last time they had fourth and two, they gave the ball to Mocky and he picked it up. So we'll see what happens this time.
Yeah, they're having some success about what I would say is, you know, mainly the starters for Boyne City's defense, something that we couldn't do earlier in the game. But they're still rotating their defensive linemen, but their linebackers still look the same. And I know there's a couple of younger kids at defensive back, but the Braves are blocking a lot better right now. They're getting that Mocky up the hole. And fourth and two, you know, I would guess another play for Mocky right here.
Yeah. It takes guts sometimes when the whole world knows you're going to get it and you're still going to get it. Behringer hands it to Mocky. Mocky digs hard, ran into some people in the backfield. He's not going to get the first down. That's going to be a change of possession. And a turnover on downs for the Braves as they'll give it back to the Ramblers here with under 6 minutes left in our fourth quarter.
Yeah, the lineman right there at the point of attack got stood up for Tawa, so he got kind of pushed back. And there just really wasn't ever a chance for Mocky to make any type of play. The hole was plugged as the lineman, he lost his one-on-one right there.
Hunter Oliver back on the field defensively for the Braves. Kind of limped out there just now. Have to keep an eye on that, make sure he's okay. Behringer out in his safety position. And the Ramblers will take one more shot at it. They're going to stick with the ninth grader, Drew Nearest. He needs all the snaps he can get. Pretty closed up offensive positioning. One wide out on the far side. High snap, handoff in the backfield. The number nine cut in the corner. That's Thomas Ager. And the Braves right there defensively. And Bellinger didn't get fooled by that.
No, Ager, there's a freshman trying to run a little sweep there from the wing position. And nice job by the defensive front of the Braves getting him before he gets started. And actually lost maybe a yard on the play. So
yeah, I'll definitely call it second and 11 for sure. Near comes in with a play from the sideline from his coach, Dave Suttle. Comes to the line in shotgun. Three backs in the backfield, one behind Near. And we get a whistle now on that on the far side. And we have a legal procedure now on Boyne City. And that'll back them up another five and make it second and 16. Clock does stop on penalties. We're 4:34 left here in the fourth quarter.
Just somebody leaning a little bit right there before the snap, a little flinch before the snap. And, a little bit tougher situation for the Ramblers, but they've got some good backs. We're just going to tell us, going to make sure they get that tackle early, because when they get an open field, they're dangerous.
Clock moving again, 4:33 and rolling. Near and shotgun, three wideouts this time. Drops back, pop pass, kind of backwards behind the line. Great open field tackle there. As a nice catch made by Tyler Lockman, but the Braves were right there to shut that down.
That was Gradoff, wasn't Hazen? It was Gradoff. Nice open field tackle, just trying to run the wide receiver screen and get the ball to a different player. But it actually backfired, so it goes from second and 16 to third and 20. So nice job by the defensive backfield right there, Gradoff, making that open field tackle.
Third and 20 now. Ramblers are backed up all the way to their own 27-yard line. Near in the shotgun. Takes a snap, drops straight back, fires it over the top. Got a man open. Just couldn't catch it as he had his man beat in the backfield there. That was number 20 that was beat, Hunter Oliver. But he dropped the ball, so yeah, just like that, fourth down.
Yeah, he's running pretty much stride for stride, but just one stride short. And the receiver tried to make a play on the ball, and as he kind of jumped, he probably didn't need to jump. He should just ran underneath it, let it come down to him. But the Rambler punt team hustles on the field, and the Braves have, looks like, Gradoff deep.
I'd like to see Gradoff get a nice low one that's long enough for him to run up on and catch in midair, and then see if he could do something with his speed. There's a snap. Punts flat, low, and left, and out of bounds quick. Short of midfield, so just like we had a shank earlier in the game, we're going to call that a shank as the Ramblers kick it out of bounds after maybe 10-12 yards as the official moves it all the way down just past the 45. So the Braves will start out in Boyne City territory here with 2:41 left in the game. And, Scott, that goes quick when you get out of the runtime, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually Tawas has done a nice job possessing the ball this half. They had that 11-minute drive in the third quarter that went maybe 70 yards. They just couldn't quite convert as they fumbled the ball. But, when they got it back, they have had made some first downs and then played well on defense. So, with a couple minutes to go, they'll get a few more plays off here and see if they want to try something over the top.
Braves send one wide out up top. Behringer over center, two backs in the eye behind him. Hand off to Mocky again. Gets into the secondary this time. Got a little bit of running room. Tackled from behind, but pickup of about 8.5 on first down. And once again, Evan Mocky's been a workhorse tonight. I tell you what, gutsy kid.
Yeah, tough kid. Real shifty right there. Made a couple cuts, and he does it without losing a whole lot of speed. So that can be a real dangerous running back for a lot of teams. And, you know, you flip the script and you put Mocky over with the Boyne City kids, and he could have a pretty good game. So next week I'm thinking it's going to be real interesting because the Oswald and Taos are going to match up really well, and I think Mocky can have a big game. So, you know, Oswald's going to have to be prepared for that, and they're going to have to, make sure that they're scoring points as well. So I think that's in Oswald next week too. So that could be a good game.
1:18 left in our game, fourth quarter, 44-0, Boyne City. Behringer over center. Full house backfield. Behringer gives it to Mocky again. Hits the first down. Gets in the backfield and almost had a chance just a couple strides away from breaking that last defender for a touchdown. But he'll get the ball all the way down inside the 25-yard line to about the 23.
And Boyne City running in a few subs every play, trying to get everybody on the field, get everybody in, get a dirty jersey if they can. And Tawa trying to go a little bit faster now.
Hazen split outside, full house backfield, give it to Mocky again up the middle. Got room again, picks up some nice yardage, and now the only thing battling against him right now is time. They got about 34 seconds left, and the clock moving. And I don't see Coach Blanchard going to take a timeout here either. Just going to kind of...
No, he can be content to just do what you do and get a couple running plays in. And, the outcome of the game has already been determined. You just want to keep kids healthy and get a few more plays, and that could be it.
Crowd getting restless, wanting them to run another play.
Yeah, it looks like they.
But I don't think the Braves are. That's going to be it. 10 seconds on the clock. Clock running. Players start to shake hands and give each other some hugs, and that'll do it as the clock runs out. So 44 for Boyne City for the Ramblers and nothing for the Taos Braves. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back and wrap it up with you on 104.7, your power station for sports, WKJC.